Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you all to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show for this Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. Yes, you heard that right. It's 7:11. But before I get into that, I really want to thank you all for joining me tonight on this program, however you may be, and wherever you may be accessing this show from. You know, like I said, I've said this a couple of both of the previous episodes this week. I've said, you know, it doesn't matter where you're joining, listening to this program from. It doesn't matter whether you're at work, at home, driving home from work, maybe out getting groceries, or maybe you're at a cottage somewhere, either on vacation or maybe just camping for a day or something. But whoever you are, if you've joined this show, what matters is that God's going to bless you. I claim that God would bless every one of you that takes time to listen to this broadcast. I'm so glad to be here at McDonald's doing this show. But even more than that, I'm so glad to have you all listening to me, because that means I have an opportunity to reach souls. That's why I do this program, is with souls in mind. That's the whole reason I do this program. You know, if you've listened to these episodes, if you're a veteran to this program and you've been listening to this show since the start, you probably know by now that I am a major sports fan. And I do take time in this program to talk about that, as well as to talk about other things, you know, a current event here and there. You know, sometimes I talk about, you know, my vacation, you know, if I went on a vacation somewhere, if I've had some of the best donuts ever or whatever, or, you know, I tell you folks about it. We try to have, you know, we try to have some fun too. But what matters the most in my mind is souls and faith. That's why, from time to time, I will say that you need to give your life to Christ right now, because having, knowing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior is your ticket to heaven. That's your ticket to heaven. You know, you got to live for him too in order to keep that ticket, that salvation. Your salvation is essentially your ticket to heaven. And so we care about that and faith in God, knowing God, you know, that's what we care about the most. I'm so glad you could join me tonight, wherever you are, and however you're joining. And I just pray that you get blessed for it. And God knows your intentions for logging on to the website. He knows. But just thought I'd let you know that from the bottom of my heart. Now, about the 7-Eleven thing. Yes, today is July 11th, and every year for many years on 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven gives away free Slurpees, free small Slurpees to anyone who goes through the door between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Now they give them to you in a 12-ounce cup. They used to have a 7.11-ounce sized cup for that promotion. I don't know why they got rid of that cup. I mean, I'm glad they give you a 12-ounce cup now, but that just made it cooler, you know, having a 7.11-ounce sized cup. I don't know why they stopped making that size, but they did. And back then, the idea was that they would give the Slurpees from 7 a.m. until supplies dwindled, or that they would only give it to the first 500. I believe it was something like that with the old system. But they changed it and made it to a time thing. So there's still is an 11 to 7. I suppose they could have come out with an 11.7-ounce cup. You know, 12 still is kind of close to that. So I can't say they don't try. But, you know, it's a fun thing. I went today and wasn't too bad. It was busy, but the line wasn't super long. So, you know, what'd you get to your Slurpee? Well, I got part Coke and part Sherry. I was going to get the Captain Crunch, but it wasn't working. Today was the introduction of the Captain Crunch flavored Slurpee. So I guess people must have really, 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 really loved it because it wasn't coming out. So 7-Eleven Slurpees really are awesome. They were a big part of my childhood when I was younger. So I really enjoyed them. I really started drinking them when I moved into 705 Coolidge when I was like 8. And we had a 7-Eleven like a mile and a half or so away from the house. And so like over the summer here and there, it'd be kind of common for us to go get a Slurpee. So we loved it. And every once in a while now, I do like to get a Slurpee now and then. Now, you know, when I was like 12 years old or so, they used to be $1.05. Now they're a lot higher than that. That's part of why I stopped getting them so much. But it's awesome, especially on a warm, sunny day. I wasn't going to call it hot because today it only went to 80 degrees here in this area. It's been beautiful. It's been very beautiful outside so far in this month of July in general, as far as the sunniness of it. I will say that we do need some rain up here in this area. I'm believing the rain's going to come soon, but I'd like it to be in the middle of the night only so that we can have the sun be out, you know, during the day so that we can just keep enjoying summer, you know, and going outside, doing stuff. You know, however you celebrate summer. So, you know, we love summer. We love to be outside, but it's just, but at the same time, you know, the grass needs to get a drink. So that can be lush and green, so that sometimes outside we can have something plush to sit on, like the grass. It's all part of summer. It's a part of why I love summer. In case you're new to the show, and this is your first time hearing me, and you wonder why to admire summer so much, well, to me, there are two times a year that, to me, are by far my favorite. Nothing else can compare to either one of these two. And that is, in no particular order, because I can't decide which I like better. One is the summer season, like while the kids are out of school and the weather's at its warmest outside, and all that comes with it, all the barbecues and the outside swims, trips to the lake, what have you. And then other favorite times of the year, Christmas time. Specifically, Thanksgiving to, in general, we'll say up to New Year's. Even though my by far personal very favorite is from Thanksgiving to December 25th itself. And just love everything that goes with it. You know, all the bells and everything, and, you know, all the Christmas shopping and that. And, folks, that is the one time of year, from Thanksgiving to Christmas or New Year's, that is the one time of year that I actually want it to be cold and snowy outside. The time. After New Year's, can we warm it up, please, Mother Nature? And can you, Mother Nature, turn your AC off? No, I'm not talking about here at McDonald's. I am talking about outside. You know, like in winter. But, you know. So, I'm here at McDonald's, as I usually am for my broadcast. I'm here at the location at 1711 South Saginaw Road, across from a Kmart, and northwest of a Admiral/Marathon gas station, and southeast of a Disability Network Service Michigan office. And I happen to have, and I was just thinking live on the show, from a Coca-Cola, McDonald's Coca-Cola. And I was just thinking it right there on this program. You know, Preacher Man got me yesterday. Don't tell me that he had this, that great big 52-ounce Dr. Pepper of his. But I had to tell him. But I'm saying right now, you know, I got that Coca-Cola right beside me. In fact, you know what that is? That's my Coca-Cola cup. And you say, how is it? Oh, it's as good as always. There's something about McDonald's Fountain Coke that can't compare to other places' Fountain Coke. I know they don't. I know. All you freestyle fans out there that love that Coca-Cola freestyle, guess what? I do too. But the classic Coke that comes out of McDonald's machine is way better. I mean, it's very different from what comes out of the regular classic Coke that comes out of the freestyle machine. It really is. Now, someone asks me, which would you rather have? A vanilla Coke from a Coke freestyle machine or a regular Coke from McDonald's? For me, that would be a tough choice. Because I don't know. In order for me to make a final decision, I would have to have both drinks back to back be right beside me. I should do that sometime. Equal size cups. One's a vanilla Coke from a Coke freestyle machine. The other is a classic Coke from a McDonald's machine. And that'll be to see which tastes better. Then I might be able to tell you whether I'd have a regular Coke, rather have a regular Coke from a McDonald's fountain or the vanilla from the freestyle. For me, that is very hard decision. But regular versus regular freestyle versus McDonald's, I will pick McDonald's every single time. Because there's just something about it. There really is. Maybe next time I have Preacher Man on here, I'll have him tell me whether he'd rather have a regular Dr. Pepper out of some other place's fountain or Dr. Pepper out of McDonald's fountain. Like to see if it tastes somehow different, maybe, or something. Because I'd be curious to know. I'd be curious. But, you know? You say, what's the number one about Miracle Man? Just having a good time. But, before I move on and talk about, let you know about what we're going to be talking about tonight on this program, let me just do another plug/commercial. If you do not have the McDonald's app on your phone, get it now. Go to the Android store, Android Market or whatever it's called now, or the iPhone App Store, and download the McDonald's app. Then you download it. You'll see a register button. I want you to hit that register button, and then you can create an account. What's going to happen once you create this account is that you'll have access to exclusive McDonald's deals and offers, such as, this is a good offer. I love this one. Dollar Any Sandwich excludes double quarter pounder with cheese and signature crafted. That means you can basically get any of the other sandwiches and only pay $1. One smacker, baby. That's it. I did that Monday night at McDonald's for the McMonday. I got myself a Big Mac, large fries, and of course, the Coke with no ice. And about the fry, I should really say a large order of America's favorite fries, because they say, you know, that McDonald's fries are America's favorite. Now, what would I say about that? Some other places are close, I think. But as far as just a classic French fry, I think you could say McDonald's just might have them. Now, what about your Chick-fil-A and Sonic, you may ask? Sonic has French fries, but they're not as good as McDonald's. They're not. They have tater tots, though, and I really like their tater tots a lot. The Chick-fil-A waffle fries, they get their own category because they're like a waffle. It's not a regular French fry, so it is a different category. But they are amazing. They really are. And if I have to choose between a Big Mac, no, excuse me. If I have to choose between a McChicken sandwich and the classic chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, I will pick the classic chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. McDonald's does now have a $3 sandwich that, by the way, with the app, you can get it for $1. You can get what they're calling a classic chicken sandwich. I'll have to compare. I'll have to get it soon and compare to see. Do I like this more than the Chick-fil-A sandwich? Or is that Chick-fil-A sandwich still sitting high up on its throne? And I'll have to let you know what I think about it. So, now, the plan for tonight. We're going to read Numbers chapter 35. Then we're going to read Hebrews chapter 11, and along with the first two verses of Hebrews 12. And then I'm going to exhort for a few minutes to you. And then I'm going to talk a little bit of tigers based on what they did last night. And then I'm going to open this. But I'm going to ask again, like I have the last couple days, please pray for invasion. This Invasion Youth Conference at my church, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of teenagers and young adults are going to flood that property from next Tuesday night to Friday night. And I want you to just believe God that lives are changed. The yokes are broken. Bondages are lifted. Burdens are removed. People are delivered from things. Every force that would try to hinder invasion will be completely broken and dismantled. All equipment will work. The word will go forth with great boldness and simplicity. That everyone will have fun, but will also be safe. And that we will have good weather. I hope that it's not as hot as it was the last 2 years. The reason for that, folks, is because when it's up in the high 80s and low or mid 90s, it makes you sweat a lot more. if you're doing those activities, you know, the sports tournaments and things of that nature. Or if it's in the low 80s or high 70s and dew points are lower, then you can maybe be just as active or maybe a little more active and won't sweat as much. So, even at night, you know, when they're just dancing at the invasion, will be off to the service. It makes a difference. We can have the humidity lower, you know. So, believing for good weather, you know. So we just believe in God for really good weather. But most importantly, that lives are changed. Praise God. Praise God. So please keep Invasion, your conference, in your prayers. And just to let you know again, Monday's show will be just like normal because Invasion will not have started yet. Tuesday night, however, we're going to be going a bit earlier. I'm thinking like 4 o'clock. Because when I sign off, and then right after I sign off, I planned ahead right out there to Invasion to go eat some grub at the spoon before I go into the service. Because the spoon's going to be calling my name, and there's good food on it. There is really good food at that spoon. Yes, there is. Think about those corn dogs. Those nacho cheese chips, those nachos with cheese are really good. I love the chips, of course, are good, but I love that liquid cheese they use. Yeah, but it's liquid cheese. I don't care. Something about that cheese is really good. I think the angels in heaven made it. I know when we get to heaven, if we have nachos and cheese in heaven, I know for sure that cheese is going to be even better than the cheese at the spoon. And those cheesy fries at the spoon, Lord have mercy. They're only $2. They're only $2. Most places you get cheesy fries, you're not getting them for $2. You're not. And so, Tuesday coming. The spoon will be open Sunday after church, Sunday morning and night, but I'll just get a taste Sunday, but I really dig in starting with like Tuesday night. And but the focus of this conference is on God and young people being changed. I don't want you to think it's about the spoon or it's about loud music or it's about awesome music or about Josh Barclay. No. They're all awesome and cool parts of it, but the most important part of it is God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, folks, okay, it's 7 o'clock. So, folks, you can tell. I encourage you to tell people about how to listen to the show. It's real simple. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. You'll see a search bar. In the search bar box, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Click on the link. And that'll be our channel, which is Living Large. And then please hit that follow button. we want you to hit that follow button, because then you'll get notified when we're getting ready to do our next show. And remember, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart idea. Every single time. It's never a bad idea. You know, you use that smartphone for all kinds of other things. To pay bills, to take pictures, send text messages, make phone calls. Which, by the way, making phone calls, I think, might be one of the smallest things people use cell phones for nowadays. I really think it could be. All the text, all the shopping, all the everything else they do on them now. How about using it for something that will change your life? Listening to this program. Praise God. As faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So you can't do it at home. So you can get your faith built up by listening to this program. Amen. Now, we also have a telephone number where you can call in. And you can talk to me directly. And we can talk generally about anything you want to talk about. I have one exception. I'll get to that right after I give you the telephone number. The telephone number to call in and to talk to me, the Miracle Man, is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, please. And then when you hear the prompt that says to call into the live show, press 1. Then you can press 1. And then Josh, my assistant, sitting over here, she's going to let me know that we got a caller calling in. And then I'm going to approve it, and then we're going to let you on. And as I said, we can talk about anything you want in general. We can talk about why you think Dr. Pepper is so much better than my Coke, or vice versa. Or we can talk about a bunch of other stuff. Except for one thing. This show is not a political talk show. There's other good political talk shows that I can recommend if you that's what you want to follow. However, I don't believe it breeds life for faith. Talking about politics doesn't exactly do that. In my book, it doesn't. So, if you call in and you insist on talking about politics, I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders who have authority over you, just as the Bible tells us to do. And then I'm going to tell you to vote in the next election. And I'm going to tell you that you should vote Bible. Vote Bible. Don't just vote based on your pocketbook. Vote Bible. And so if we can follow the rules tonight, then we can have some good calls tonight, hopefully. All right. Let's pray for the show. Dear Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord. I worship you tonight. I give you praise and honor and glory tonight. I thank you for the show. I thank you for these listeners who have made the choice to come on and listen tonight. I pray that you would speak to these listeners. If they don't know you as your person, as their personal Lord and Savior, may they find you tonight. May they call me. May they call into the show and say, I've decided to give my life to Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners would study with me in the Word for these next few minutes. I thank you that their minds would be alert and their hearts would be receptive to your Word, as they will be taught the Word of God as it is incorruptible, indestructible, and resurrected. And I thank you that these people will never be the same again. And Lord, I thank you that you bless me tonight as I open your Word in a very short moment. I pray that you would use me and anoint me and help me to say what you would have me say to these people tonight. And I thank you, Lord, that you would just bless me and bless those who helped me make this happen. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would bless the I thank you, Lord God. I hereby confess over the show tonight that finances come into the show, that new equipment comes into the show, that new sponsors and partners come into the come on board to the show, and that increases in audience come to the show. So our audience will be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's just going to keep growing. And I thank you, Father, that souls will come to this show. People will turn their life over, well, give their life to you, Lord. And I give you praise and honor and glory tonight for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Numbers 35. And if you have your Bible, please open it to Numbers 35 so we can study in the Word of God for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Numbers 35. Oh, I hope they were cheering for God. Maybe soon. Now, Numbers 35. So we're going to the 35th chapter. Take a minute. Just kind of skimming, seeing how long this chapter is. You know what? We're going to read from 35 and 36 because 36 is a really short chapter. So, we're going to start with Numbers 35. Verse 1. On the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites to give the Levites towns to live in from the inheritance the Israelites will possess, and give them pasture lands around the towns. Then they will have towns to live in and will have pasture lands for their cattle, flocks, and all of their other livestock. Verse 4. The pasture lands around the towns that you give the Levites will extend out 1,500 feet from the town wall. Outside the town, measure 3,000 feet on the east side, 3,000 on the south side, 3,000 on the west side, and 3,000 on the north. With the town in the center, they will have this area and pasture land of the towns. Six of the towns you give the Levites will be cities of refuge, where a person who has killed someone may flee. In addition, give them 42 other towns. In all, you must give them, the Levites, 48 towns, together with their pasture lands. The towns you give the Levites from the land the Israelites possess are to be given in proportion to the inheritance of each tribe. Take many towns from each tribe that has many, but few from one that has few. Then the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan, select some towns to be your cities of refuge, where a person who has killed someone may flee to. Person who has killed someone may flee to. They will be places of refuge from the avenger, so that a person accused of murder may not die before he stands trial before the assembly. These six towns you give will be your cities of refuge. Give three on this side of the Jordan and three in Canaan as cities of refuge. These six towns will be a place of refuge for Israelites, aliens, and any other living among them, so that anyone who has killed another accidentally can flee there. If a man strikes someone with an iron object so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. Or if anyone has a stone in his hand that could kill, and he strikes someone with that, and he strikes someone so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. Or, if anyone has a wooden object in his hand that he could kill, and he gets someone, he hits someone so that he dies, he is a murderer. And that murderer shall be put to death. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. He shall put him to death. If anyone with malice a forward shoves another or throws something at him intentionally so that he dies, or if in hostility he hits him with his fist so that he dies, that person shall be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. But if, without hostility, someone suddenly shoves another or throws something at him unintentionally or without seeing him and drops a stone on him that could kill him and he dies, then, since he was not his enemy, and he did not intend to harm him, the assembly must judge between him and the avenger of blood according to their regulations. The assembly must protect the one accused of murder from the avenger of blood and send him back to the city of refuge where he fled. He must stay there until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the accused ever goes outside the limits of the city of refuge where he has fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the city, the avenger of blood may kill the accuser without being guilty of murder. The accused must stay in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. Only after the death of the high priest may he return to his own property. These are to be legal requirements for you throughout the generations to come, wherever you live. Anyone who kills a person is to be put to death as a murderer only on the testimony of witnesses, but no one is to be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Do you accept a ransom for the life of a murderer? Who deserves to die? He must surely be put to death. Do not accept a ransom for anyone who has fled to a city of refuge, and also allow him to go back and flee on his own land before the death of the high priest. Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land on which blood has been shed, except by the blood of the one who shed it. Do not defile the land where you live and where I dwell. For I, the Lord, I dwell along the Israelites. Chapter 36. The family heads of the clan of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, who were from the clans of the descendants of Joseph, came and spoke before Moses and the leaders and the heads of the Israelite families. They said, "When the Lord commanded my Lord to give the land as an inheritance to the Israelites by lot, he ordered you to give the inheritance of your our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now suppose they marry men from other Israelite tribes, and their inheritance will be taken from our ancestral inheritance, and by the time their tribe they marry into, and so part of the inheritance allotted to us will be taken away. When the year of Jubilee and the Israelite, for the Israelites comes, their inheritance will be added to that of the tribe to which they marry, and their property will be taken from the tribal inheritance, our forefathers." Then at the Lord's command, Moses gave this order to the Israelites. But the tribe of the descendants of Joseph is saying is right. This is what the Lord commands you Israelites to do. This is the command of the Israelites to do. They may marry anyone they please as long as they marry within the tribal clan . No inheritance in Israel is to pass tribe inheritance tribe to tribe. For every inheritance shall keep the tribal land that is inherited from his forefathers. every daughter who inherits land from any Israelite tribe must marry through those within her father's tribal clan, so that every Israelite will possess the inheritance like fathers. No inheritance may pass from tribe to tribe, and each Israelite tribe is to keep the land of inheritance so that Zelophehad's daughters that the Lord commanded Moses, Zelophehad's daughters, Mahalalel, married within the clans of the descendants of God, are the commands of regulations the king gave through Moses to the Israelites who, in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. And that's the end of Numbers. Now, let's go to Hebrews 11.
You can really read that by talking to it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Thank you.
There's two pieces of paper by your feet. I'm going to hit them with the sweeper.
Can
I lift them up? Thank you, sir. I'll get out of your way now. My name's Joe, by the way.
Thank you. All right. Now, Hebrews 11. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark in order to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir with the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. He obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, so were heirs with them of the same promise. For he was looking ahead to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past child age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful, who had made the promise. Let's hope from this one man. And he is good as dead. Same descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised, for they only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. when they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on Earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. And he who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their futures. 21. By faith, Jacob, when he would die, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Roman received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts, on mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise God Almighty. Now, let me talk to you about Moses. So, now Moses, he was not ashamed of where he came from. He wasn't afraid that he was Pharaoh's daughter. But he chose to be mistreated just like the people of God. I mean, he chose to be like God. He didn't want to be like Pharaoh. Yeah, but Pharaoh had that palace. You know, Pharaoh was very sinful, man. Pharaoh did not listen to God. That's why those plagues happened. But Moses chose to be like God. So, folks, if you come from a family that does not worship God, they don't serve God, none of them serve God, guess what? You don't have to be ashamed about it. You can change it. You know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? You know, Dr. Barclay was able to do this. He made sure that no future family members of his would go to hell. His brothers who died later on, both of them, they both made heaven. I don't know whether he lost one brother or two brothers, I forget. But his one brother, I know, made heaven. If Vicky died, she'd make heaven. Same thing with Josh, Dawn, James, Trish. They'd all make heaven. You know, his mom died and went to meet the Lord. His grandma, Mama Shirley, she died and she went to heaven. Mark was not ashamed. Dr. Buckley was not ashamed of the fact that he came from a family that prior to Dr. Buckley, knowing Jesus as his Lord and Savior, they did not serve God as a family. You can change that. And when you do, and if you're severe enough about it, you can change the destiny of your family. You can change the destiny of your family if you know Jesus and the rest of your family is not saved. You can change their destiny. Talk to them about Jesus. Ask them to give their life to him. Lead them in confession. If you guys live close enough together, take them with you to church. And prayerfully they'll learn to love God in Jesus' name. You know, I just want to encourage you. So, it's time to reach our families and make sure that they're right with God. It's time to reach our families. And if we didn't come from a spiritual family, but we know Jesus, that's not something to be ashamed of. That's not something to be ashamed of at all. Take charge of your family. Lord, Jesus, I claim right now that you bless those who have listened to this word. I claim that we all get this word on the inside of us. I thank you, Lord, that those of us who have unsaved family members, we will reach them and will help them give their life over to you, Jesus. And Lord, I claim that we have prodigals in our families, they will come home and will get back to worshiping you and praising you and serving you the way you intended for them to. And I pray that you are with these people wherever they go in these next few days until I see them again. And I claim that you are always with us in everything we do. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, Tigers. Tigers last night fell to the they fell to the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 4-3. Matt Boyd ended up being the losing pitcher. You know, they're playing in Tampa Bay tonight again at 7:10. And then tomorrow as well. And then I believe they go to Boston Red Sox for a series before the All-Star break. So when I come back on Monday, the Tigers will be on the All-Star break. And I'll kind of let you know where the Tigers stand in regards to the rest of their division. I'll make sure to let you know and what I think the Tigers should do. And then I'm going to look to see as by when I come back, we'll be getting slightly closer to the trade deadline, which is July 31st. And I'd like to see us, you know, since we gave up a lot of big names last year, I'd like to see us get a big name in return for all that. I hope we can. I really do. I think we could use somebody that could help us. So that we can start winning some more games. And so, folks, I really hope that everyone has a good rest of the week, an awesome weekend. I pray Psalm 91 protection over all of us tonight. I claim that we're going to be safe the rest of this week and this weekend. You're going to be with us. I thank you, Lord God, that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, as you, Lord, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No sickness, no disease, no suicide, no murderer, no burglar, no terrorist, no fire, no flood, no crash, no growlings. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones, and that we are going to live in great peace and in great joy, and we're going to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. I love you all, every one of you listeners that are listening to me on the air right now. I love every one of you. I really do. And until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I will see you Monday.